Okay, so really think about it. Really think about it. Do you really like the family you were born in? Do you really like the people around you? Do you really agree with what they believe or what they stand for? Do you really, are you really in agreement with them? Really? If you really just think about it, you probably don't have an agreement. Most of the time, there's a saved person around a bunch of lost people, and it seems so, it's so rampant that there's so many lost people that it seems like it's normal, but it's abnormal. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? So when you finally cut people out of your life that you're not in agreement with, the people that are contrary to the truth, the word, what happens is God's able to reach in and teach you more and more. But as long as you're yoked up with the goats and the snakes and the sharks, the worldly wisdom is pretty much what I'm saying. As long as you're yoked up with people who have worldly wisdom, their music, their TV, their conversations at the restaurant, their conversations at work or church or neighbors, they're just talking about the world. They can't even see past the world. You know? And so are you really in agreement with them? And if you're not, why do you, if you don't agree with them, you're diametrically opposed in your core belief system. Why are you even hanging out with them? You don't even like them. I remember a long time ago, somebody said, let's go somewhere. And you didn't even want to go to the place, but they made it sound like, tried to make it sound like it was all fun. So you went anyway, and it was miserable. It's kind of like family reunion. A lot of times family reunions, you go and you don't even know these people. They don't even, you talk to them like once every 5 years. Then even if you go to them once a year, they never call or never talk to you. It's like, I don't even know you. Why would I show up? I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are. Long story short, think about what you're doing. Is it an AI program? Are you hanging out with the unsaved because it's just an AI program that you're running on? That because everybody else is doing it, you think you should do it? Whether it's Christmas or Halloween or any holidays, the holidays are mockery of the holy days. They just changed the Y to an I, you know? Holy day to holiday. Why do you meet with people you don't like and you exchange gifts with people that don't even agree with you, that you don't like, that you're not a part of? Why do you go eat a meal with somebody you can't even stand? That happens all the time. I don't know why people do that. I see it all the time. They'll go out to eat with somebody, and then as soon as they leave, they're just bad-mouthing them. And it's like, why would you even spend time with somebody you don't like? It's an AI program. The only thing I can figure, it's some kind of culture thing, some kind of AI program that makes you think that you're obligated to be around people you don't like, whether it's blood. It could be blood. Who says you have to be around bloodline that worships the devil? I don't. If your bloodline worships the devil, why are you hanging out with them? You know? It don't make sense. It don't add up. If your bloodline worships the devil, you worship God. How can you commune and fellowship and have communion and conversation with them? You can't. You go over there during Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they put the food on the plate. They never consider God. It's all about eating and self. Are they open in there?
Sorry?
Are they open?
Yes.
Yesterday I tried to go in, they said go to the drive-thru.
Yeah, it's weird. They keep changing every day.
Yeah. So, yeah. He said they keep changing every day. They keep changing every day. They're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't reason or deal with somebody who's changing, who's a changeling. How do you deal with a changeling? You can't. How do you even have a conversation with somebody who's not, doesn't have a foundation at all, and all they do is change? You can't. It's a shifting sand. The foundation's shifting. You can't build on something like that.